Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Introvert Podcast. My name is Amy, and I'm scared to be here. The Introvert Podcast is the only podcast by an introvert for introverts. And this week, I'm really excited because it's our fourth episode, and we've had a pretty great response from the podcasting community. So thanks to those of you who have discovered me through podcasting groups. I've really tried to branch out and push myself to connect more with other people, and I've gotten some pretty good feedback. And if you would like to connect with me on social media or via email, my website is introvertpodcast.com, and it has all of the information you'll need. We even have a Patreon page, which if you would be so kind to support, oh, my cat is rubbing up against the microphone. Hopefully, oh no, Sully. Okay, he just wanted a lot of attention. Anyway, if you would be so, oh dang it, my chair just made a noise. Well, I'm going to leave this in because this is the kind of bonus content you'll be privy to if you become a patron on our Patreon page. That's patreon.com/introvertpodcast. And our social links are facebook.com/introvertpodcast. And to Twitter is @introvert_pcast. And I'm really salty about it. Let's not talk about it. Oh, Twitter, could you please add an extra character at the end of your usernames? That would make my life so much easier. It's so hard to find me on Twitter, but that's okay because I'm not super active on Twitter. So wherever you're listening to this, I'll put all of this great information in the link in the description. If you would be so willing to rate us on iTunes, it really does help other people discover the podcast. And if you do enjoy it, perhaps you could share it with a friend. This sounds so formal. Oh my goodness. But yeah, if you like the show, then share it with your friend maybe that would like the show or someone that you want to understand you better. So with that being said, let's get started. Today's episode topic is shopping, aka who needs clothes anyway, because I have a love-hate relationship with shopping. I love buying things. I get such an endorphin rush from like spending money that's so unhealthy. That's horrible. I'm pretty much the girl from Confessions of a Shopaholic, except instead of buying Balenciaga, I buy Old Navy. Everything I own is from Old Navy, I think. I'm wearing a shirt from Old Navy right now that says Queen of Naps, Weekends, Prosecco, and Brunch. And it's just the level of extra I aspire to be. It's super soft. But yeah, I love shopping. But also I hate shopping. Here's why. I hate it when you go into a store and the person working there is like, hi, how can I help you? And you're like, yes, but I don't want your help because I don't even know what I'm looking for. Like, I roll in to Old Navy like, let's flippin' rage. Let's go. Because, oh man, I love Old Navy. Hashtag sponsored. Just kidding. Old Navy would never sponsor me. I only buy things from the clearance section, that's why. I am just obsessed with their clothes because they're so soft, and everything I wear is soft. I can't wear something that's not soft or comfortable. That's my life motto is, what was it? I dated this guy in high school, and we went shopping once, and I bought something that was ginormous, and I said, go big or go home, and he was like, no, go big and stay home. And I think that that's probably the most accurate statement I could describe about my wardrobe is go big and stay home, because everything I buy is at least two sizes too big for me and I don't leave the house wearing it. I love comfortable clothes. Oh my gosh, I have to go to a work thing, like a meeting tonight, and I don't even know what I'm gonna do because I have to put on real adult clothes. I use adult very loosely, but I mean, yeah, I do have to put on adult clothing and I'm not looking forward to it, to be honest. So let's get back into the let's get back into the show topic. The other thing I hate about shopping is, why is paying with cash so weird now? I feel like it's, whenever I pay with cash, I just feel like I'm rushing to get the change back in my wallet, and it's just really stressful. I prefer to pay with, like, my credit or debit card just because it's so much faster. But then you have, like, the problem with the chip card. Oh, my, the chip cards make me so mad because you put it in and then they're like, oh no, I'm sorry, you got to take it out. So you take it out and then you put it back in and they're like, nope, leave it in, leave it in, leave it in, take it out. It's like, it's a very, oh my gosh, my mind is in the gutter right now. I'm 12. No one understands how to use it. Not even the workers understand how to use it. I don't understand how to use it. And I'm really salty that they exist. because you have to put the chip part in and you have to wait for the machine to tell you. And also, it kind of freaks me out too, because in Handmaid's Tale, this is so not a spoiler, and if you get mad at me because this is a spoiler, screw you. In Handmaid's Tale, in the book, which has been out for like 20 some years, that's how they take control of the society, is by shutting down all the debit cards and no one carries cash. And that freaks me out because I never carry cash. Ever, ever, ever. I never carry cash. Don't rob me because I never carry it. I hate dealing with it. Usually, wait, that's not true, because I do keep cash in my car, but that's strictly Diet Coke money. I can only buy Diet Coke if I have a dollar. It's $1.47 during the rest of the year, but during dollar fountain soda time, it's $1.06, $1.07. So I can only buy Diet Coke from McDonald's if I have that cash, or from the gas station. Just depends on what I'm feeling and if I want to get out of the car. Really though, Amazon Prime is my home girl. Oh, I hate shopping in person just because it's really exhausting for me. And it's, unless I have to try something on, I'd rather buy it online because I don't want to have to go. The exception to that is I really do like the outlet mall. There is an outlet mall near my house. And I do really like going there because it's outside. So there's significantly less riffraff going on. I'm an 80-year-old woman. Okay, I'm 80. Although I did almost take out a small child at the outlet mall a couple weeks ago. Here's the thing, because I was in my wheelchair. I use a wheelchair part-time. And if you don't, 92% of people, I'd have to look up the statistic, but I don't care to right now. 92% of wheelchair users can walk, okay? I can walk, I just can't walk long distances and not very well. So that's why backtracking there. But I was going down a ramp and there are so many elevation changes at our outlet mall. I don't understand it. I was going down a ramp and all of a sudden this small child, like 4 years old, just ran right out in front of me. And I swear to God, I almost took it out. It was like 10 points right there just for taking out the child. And like, this is necessary to the story when I say this, is that it was a Mexican child and mother. And the mother didn't speak English, and I speak a limited amount of Spanish. And I was trying to explain to her, like, I almost hit your child with my wheelchair. It was just not a good time. And I was, like, trying to apologize. It was just, it was difficult situation. So I do enjoy spending money, but I don't like going to the store to do it. I like Target and going to the outlet mall, and that's pretty much it. I don't like going to the mall because I feel like there are a lot of loiterers at the mall. People loiter there. It's especially at my mall, I guess. A lot of like moms take their kids to the play area, which I don't blame them. Like, seriously though, when I used to nanny, I did that a lot. But yeah, the play area. And when I was a kid, my mom did that for me too, because let's be honest, spending all day with a 4-year-old, not super fun. You want that kid to like run around and go crazy and get in like a corn syrup haze where they're just running and jumping around. I was the worst kid at the mall though. Oh my gosh. I had no concept of what was appropriate to say to people. And I would be on, so our mall, and I guess when you say this, you can figure out where I live. I really don't care. Our mall that like we would go to when I was a kid and like that we would consider our mall, air quotes around our mall, has like food as like fake food as the play area of the play area. What's it called? The play area, like toys? No. Structures? That's not right either. I can't think of like a word for it because it doesn't, as like the, yeah, like the structures in the play area. What? It's like giant food though. So I would be standing on like this giant cereal bowl and yelling, "Help me! Help me, girl in the purple shirt. Help me." And I probably looked insane and like I was being kidnapped, most likely. And my mom was not a fan of it. My mom got really mad at me and she told me to say "save me" instead. But I feel like it's not that much better. Like if you hear a 4-year-old yelling "help me" in the mall, you're not going to think that it's a kid playing. Let's be honest. I would think that a kid's being kidnapped. But then again, this was pre-9/11. So I don't know what 9/11 has to do with it, but like, you know what I mean? It's pre when everything went to shit in America. And yeah, everything did go to shit in America. Don't get mad at me for saying that, because it's true. Nazi was trending on Twitter yesterday. What? I don't want to get political, but really, I don't want to live in a world where Nazi is trending on Twitter. Right? I have recently had to buy a lot of professional clothing because I started a new job where I have to dress semi-professionally, and it's not that big of a deal, but at the same time, like, my current wardrobe has to be updated for being an adult, right? Because I have a lot of clothes from, like, high school that I still wear, and they're not... I had a lot of issues in the spring. I had to go to a job interview, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to wear, because my clothing, like, I do have professional, like, nice clothing, like, clothes that you would wear to church, basically, right? And I didn't have anything that really looked professional. So I had to go, I bought all of my professional clothes from Old Navy, like another Old Navy plug, but all of my clothing is from Old Navy. I had to go to Old Navy and buy like dress pants, and I had to buy some nicer tops, like some blousier tops. So I spent a lot of time at the outlet mall this summer just building up my professional wardrobe. And especially since I have this job that I started, and then I have two internships this semester in this podcast. Oh my gosh. I'm gonna lose my mind. So I have to tell you guys a story about what happened to me last week, last Thursday specifically. And it has to do with shopping, and it has to do with me never carrying cash. So I went on Thursday to get my hair done, and I color my hair. So I have to go like every 6 or 8 weeks, somewhere in there. And my tradition is that after I get my hair done, I get Chick-fil-A because it's right on my way home. And that way I don't go to Chick-fil-A all the time. So I can only go 6 or 8 weeks, every 6 or 8 weeks to go to Chick-fil-A. And I pay my hair stylist with checks. And she's the only one I write a check to because she's like an independent. She doesn't work for a salon. Like she just has a chair in a salon, basically. And she's awesome. Hi, Debbie. You're listening to this. Fun fact, Snapple fact, I was getting my hair done when I decided to start a podcast. So shout out to my Aunt Debbie, who does my hair. And so I was on my way home from downtown, which is where I get it done. And this is like, I'd say like a quarter of the way home is where the Chick-fil-A is. So get off the highway, like go into the Chick-fil-A drive-thru line. I'm not about to get out of the car, right? And I start ordering, and I reach for my wallet to grab my debit card because I had given my sister my credit card so she could go shopping. And I don't really actually remember the circumstances of why I gave her my credit card now. She was going somewhere and she needed it for gas money, I think. I don't know. And I realized when I grabbed my wallet that I didn't have my debit card or any cash. All I had was my checkbook. Luckily, we live in 2017 and the Chick-fil-A app is a thing. So I downloaded it very quickly and very stressfully downloaded the app, logged into my account because I have an account, right? And loaded money from, because I know from the credit card that was like attached to my account, loaded money into my account, and then I was able to pay with the app. But all this goes to say is, it was a super stressful experience, so don't start ordering your food before you realize that you have your debit card, because you won't have it. 100% you won't have money to pay for your food. But I have no doubt that, like, I don't know, I feel like people at Chick-fil-A, the people who work there are so nice, they probably would have just given it to me. They probably would have been like, it's my pleasure to give you free food. Because that's for sure what someone at Chick-fil-A would have done. I'm not about to get free food, though. I downloaded the app. It was fine. So as long as I don't have to try clothes on, that was like a segue. That was not even a segue. That was just like a little aside where I was talking about why it's important to carry cash. Always carry at least $20 with you, because I can't stress enough how stressful it was. I can't stress enough how stressful it was. Yep, that sounds about right. How stressful it was to go through the drive-thru and panic because I don't have any money. Oh, it was not a good situation, to be honest. I was sweating a lot. Like, I was just sweating. It was just not cool. The other thing that I hate about shopping in person is grocery shopping. And I feel like this almost is like its own topic, because I hate grocery shopping due to the fact that I always run into people I know. And the only places that I really like to grocery shop are Trader Joe's and Costco because, not because like I don't run into people there, like I actually run into a lot of people at Trader Joe's, but just because I have a very clear, when I go in, I have a very clear outline of what I do every time I go to the store. Like every single time I go to Trader Joe's, I go past the flowers and I look at the flowers and then I have a very clear route of the store that I do, right? I have a clear path that I take always. And at Costco, it's the same thing. So I also just don't like grocery shopping because it's really, 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 really exhausting for me. And also exhausting when you run into people from high school and they're talking to you and you just don't want to see them or talk to them. And it's like, especially when you run into people that like you weren't really friends with in high school, but now it's like they feel obligated to say hi to you. And I don't want anyone to ever feel obligated to say hi to me because I don't want to say hi to them. I like it when I run into people and we make eye contact and we acknowledge the fact that we know each other, but we both agree to not say hi. And it's the most beautiful thing. Like I can say, oh, I ran into so-and-so at the store today, but we didn't talk. It's amazing. Never talk to me. Just make eye contact with me and like nod and be like, I'm not going to come up to you because I don't want to bother you. Your time is so much more important than mine. That's not true. That's really conceited, but it's not true. It's not that I don't want to spend time talking to them. It's that I just don't want to tell them about my life and I don't want to talk. I don't want to make small talk. I hate small talk. So, and whenever I'm grocery shopping, I have this like dilemma of do I make a list or do I not make a list? Because when I make a list, there's a 100% chance that I'm going to lose it, right? I will always lose the list, whether it is somewhere in my car or in my purse or like I leave it in the cart somewhere and it falls out. I always lose the shopping list, so why even bother? But then I forget like what I'm going to buy. Oh, it's so difficult. Even when I do write a list, like I take notes for the show and I start talking and just my mind completely goes blank, right? I go into sort of this fugue state where words come out of my mouth and I can't control it. I'd say if I had to pick a favorite store to go to, I'd be Target. Oh God, I love Target. But whenever I go to Target, I'm walking in like a hungover celebrity. I've got my sunglasses on. I've got like earbuds in. I don't want to talk to you. I just want to go through the dollar spot and buy everything that's purple. Legit. That's all I want to do. I love the dollar spot at Target. I also love the dollar store. Like, Dollar Tree, yeah, Dollar Tree is awesome. But the dollar spot at Target is hands down the best part of Target. Also, they always have nice clothes, except I feel like recently, and like I'd say in like the past 2 years, Target went to Coachella and never came back. You feel? Like, it's not even really a junior section. I'd say more like the 20-something, like teen 20-something section of the store. Like the Zilleration brand is when, or Mosimo or whatever the store brand is. That brand went to Coachella and never came back. Everything there now is so like desert, hippie, new age, like stuff like that. And that's just so not my style. But I do like shopping in the maternity section. You know why? Because they make leggings that go all the way up to your bra and it's awesome. However, then you run into the problem of shopping in the maternity section and running into someone that you know. That happens to me a lot. And then they're like, you're in the then I'm trying to say that I'm not pregnant. I just really enjoy being comfortable like a pregnant woman. And also, this isn't a baby bump. It's a food baby because I went to Chipotle before I came here, right? It's just so weird. It's hard to live. Although Target is like not in my town, it's like north of where I live. So it's not, I don't always run into people there. Like if I was shopping in a maternity section in a local store, I just wouldn't even like, no. I always run into people I know within like a 15-mile radius of my house. One time I ran into my ex-boyfriend's mom at the grocery store and it was so awkward because I know that she recognized me, but she didn't say anything. And she was also the one scanning my groceries. So it was super weird. And I had to stand there like, I know things about you. And like when your son and I were dating, you didn't like me. And I know that you recognize me because you hate me. Yeah, she didn't like me. Yeah, but running, it was like a really old, it was like high school exploit. Yeah. Small towns. Like, it makes me think, I hate country music. Preface this, I hate country music, but it makes me think of the song Breaking Up in a Small Town because it's so true. Oh, and then everything is always so messy when people break up. This is not even what we're supposed to be talking about. We're supposed to be talking about shopping. But who needs clothes anyway? I wish that, like, I didn't have to pick out my clothes ever and that we all just wore the same thing. No, actually, I don't wish that. I just really hate shopping in person, and I hate when you buy something online and it comes and then it doesn't fit right, but then you also don't want to return it because that's just a huge hassle. The only stores I'll return stuff to online are Amazon and Zappos. But like I said before, Amazon is my home, girl. I buy everything on Amazon if I can. I bought my podcast microphone on Amazon. I bought my pop guard on Amazon. I buy a lot of things on Amazon that I don't necessarily need, but I want. Like, literally, if I can purchase it from Amazon, I will. If it's on Amazon, I'm going to buy it from Amazon. I'm not going to buy printer paper from Staples if I can buy it on Amazon instead, right? Why? Why would I go drive all the way there and go when I could buy it on Amazon for less money and way easier? Like, yeah. I love Amazon. Is lookhuman.com? Because they have, like, really good pun shirts, like book pun, teacher pun shirts. I bought a shirt recently that says English teachers get lit or are lit. I can't remember if it was get lit or are lit. I'm going to sneeze. Yep, I sneezed. Oh my goodness, I'm getting sick. Oh no, this is so terrible. I have so many things to do today and this week. And I feel like I have a fever now. I for sure feel like I have a fever. This is a problem. People with chronic illness should not be allowed to get regular people illness. I think that should be against the rules. I don't want any part of this. Anyway, back to shopping. I also, funny story from the outlet mall. So like I said earlier that I use a wheelchair part-time. I was at the Nike outlet, not because I was purchasing clothes for myself, because my friend was getting shoes. And I was just kind of hanging out in the space. There's like a lot of dead space between, for some reason, between like the first display and the door. And it's for people, like a person to stand there, like a greeter to stand there and bounce a basketball. Legit, like I talked to a guy that was working there about it. I was like, is your whole job to stand here and dribble a basketball? And he was like, yep, that's my job. I was like, I could do that. And then he looked at me in my wheelchair and I was like, give me the basketball. So I start trying to dribble the basketball. It did not go well. Needless to say, wheelchair basketball, probably not going to be a thing that I do ever. Anyway, this was an interesting segue, an interesting aside in the love-hate relationship that I have with buying clothing. Also, I hate when you're buying underwear and then you're at Target or like at any store with a cart and then like you're going back to the food section to buy like popcorn or something and then you've got just like a bra hanging out in your cart like, hey, I eat popcorn, but I also need something to support myself, like supporting myself physically and emotionally with the popcorn, like with the emotional eating. That's where I meant. Did you know that they make adult juice boxes and they sell them at Target? And when I say adult juice boxes, I straight up mean there is wine in juice boxes. That's a thing. What? I'm not even 21, right? I'm underage, but I've been to Canada, so I can say that I've had alcohol because I've been to Canada, and in Canada, it's legal. It's legal when you're 19. And wine in juice boxes? What? Oh my gosh, I can't wait until my birthday. This is going to be awesome. When I turn 21, this is my plan, right? I'm just going to go to Target and buy an adult juice box. I can't even drink alcohol, actually, because of like the illness that I have. I can't even drink alcohol. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I can go to a casino. I don't want to do that either. Ooh, I should do a whole episode about birthdays because I love birthdays, but I hate surprises, and I love getting presents, but I hate surprises. I'm the worst. I was talking to someone yesterday about how if my kids, when I have kids, don't have kids, that sounded bad. I don't have kids, but when I do, if they're anything like me, they're going to try to figure out whose Christmas present is whose. And I don't care if they figure it out, because really, honestly, like, you still have to wait until Christmas to open it. I am the worst when it comes to, like, buying presents for me, because I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think that it's a pretty ubiquitous thing that introverts are good at buying presents, and especially INFJs. And I actually read an article about it, because I don't know, I'm a thoughtful gift giver. Everyone in my family, and this is not like me saying like, oh, I'm so good. Like, this is not me bragging. Like, people in my family, in my mom's side of the family, we do like a gift exchange with all the people over 18. And we just do, it's like Secret Santa basically, but pretty much everyone knows who has who. We used to try and keep it a secret, but now that people mostly know. And everyone wants to get me as their Secret Santa because I'm the best at it. I'm really, really good at buying presents, and I really love buying things for other people. I think receiving gifts is not in my top love language, but giving gifts is, I think, my second or third. My first one is quality time. I want to do an episode on the love language thing, but I'm single, so I feel like I should wait until I have a significant other to do that. I don't know. Let me know. Should I do a love language episode? I don't know. But anyway, all this goes to say is that shopping kind of sucks for everyone, especially clothes shopping. And why? Hold on. Why? I need to talk for a second because I had a bad experience at the mall on Saturday. I went to the mall. It was Friday. It doesn't matter. And I had to try on a pair of jeans. And why is it that the dressing rooms are always a million flipping degrees? They're so hot and you're trying to put on these jeans and either they're like too big or too small and you're wiggling into the jeans and it's a million degrees and you're just sweating so much. And oh, it's horrible. Yeah, I had that experience. And also I was at a certain jeans store, and I'm not going to badmouth the store because it's not really their fault. They were just understaffed. And I'm sitting there trying to wait to get help so someone could grab me my size from, like, because it wasn't accessible to me because I was in my chair. And my friend was also short, so, like, we couldn't reach the top part where my size, I thought my size would be. Because I have a weird-shaped body. Yeah. Everyone on the internet needs to know that I have a weird-shaped body, right? But it's true. I have a weird-shaped body, and I am, like, tall, but also, like, slightly overweight. I just have really wide hips. And so anyway, I needed a weird size, like a large Scandinavian woman size, basically. It's true. We are Scandinavian and I am large. I'm just a large human. I'm just big. I'm like 5'10". Yeah. I'm just a large human. I'm on the larger scale of humans. But anyway, since I was in my chair, I couldn't reach it and I didn't want to stand up because I would have passed out. Like I said, it was really hot. And I was waiting there for at least 10 minutes before someone came over to help me. And I like was waving my hand around like, hello, someone please come help me. Hello, like I need your help finding these jeans that I want to buy. And then I ended up like someone did finally come over to help me. And at that point I was just like, screw it. I'm just going to buy them online. And I did because I had already tried them on. They only had my size in a certain color accessible to me. So like, but I didn't like the color. So I'd already tried them on. So I knew what size I was. I haven't bought them online yet, but I will. You know what? I'm writing it down. Buy jeans. Okay. So I wrote it down and now I have to do it. So now that I've ranted about it, I have to challenge you to do something about it. That's right, folks. It's time for my favorite part of the week, the weekly challenge and weekly recharge. The weekly challenge is where I challenge each and every one of you and myself to do something that's a little bit outside of our comfort zones this week. And that can be anything you want it to be. If you want to do it just a little bit, that's cool. If you want to go all out, that's cool too. And the weekly recharge is just an idea of something you can do this week to recharge your social batteries and go out to being the mighty introverts that we are and that everyone knows and loves / does not know at all. This week's challenge is to accept the help that a store person offers you. Now, I understand if you're not going to the mall to go shopping for clothes, but this could mean accepting help at the grocery store and saying, yes, I would like some help. Could you help me find the milk That would be enough for me. Or even at the gas station. Can I help you? Yes, I'd like to buy 2 pints of gas. That's not something anyone would say, okay? But that's the challenge. And we can hold each other accountable. I'll be doing this too. I'll post about it on my Facebook page. And that's facebook.com/introvertpodcast. And we'll create a thread so we can all hold each other accountable to accepting help from others this week. And now it's time for my other favorite part of the week, the weekly recharge, where you get to kind of just relax and let it go and recharge your batteries so you can go back to punching today in the face. This week's recharge is to hashtag treat yourself, just like Tom Haverford in Parks and Recreation, buy yourself a little something something. That can mean spending $2 for you, or it can mean spending $200. I'm not your mom, but really make sure you check your bank account before you spend any money, because I am not the best person to be asking about financial advice. I'd love to hear about what you spent your weekly recharge doing. You can email me, amy@introvertpodcast.com, or you can connect with us on social media at Introvert Podcast on Facebook and at @introvert_pcast on Twitter. So that's all for our show today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please share with your friends if you'd like to, or rate us on iTunes if that's your kind of thing, or just listen with a smile on your face and drink your coffee, because that's all I want. So my name is Amy. I'm scared to be here. Have a good week.